Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson alongside my man, Fran Duffy, for today's practice report. And, Fran, it's going to be a good one because the Eagles had the joint practice with the Miami Dolphins. I focus mainly on the offensive side of the ball. You watch a lot of the defense. So, do you mind if I kick things off here?
Go for it. Let's go.
All right. So, everyone wants to know, how did Byron Maxwell look at cornerback, the former Eagle? Yeah, he got toasted quite a few times in practice today, to the delight of Eagles fans out there. Alshon Jeffrey. But to me, I thought Torrey Smith was the most consistent pass catcher for the Eagles on the day. Overall, the front seven for the Dolphins was very good, keeping a lot of the passes underneath. But one running back who stood out in particular to me, Wendell Smallwood. Okay, looked very shifty coming out of the backfield. Some nice cuts. Also caught the ball cleanly. To me, after hearing Frank Reich talk after practice, there is going to be a definitive role for Smallwood, whereas when they first drafted him in 2016, they thought he might be a two-down back. They couldn't trust him on third downs. Frank Reich's like, no, this guy is a true three-down back.
The coaches talked about all offseason how he's really taken the next step in knowing what to do in pass protection. And then every time we've seen him out here now, he has had injury issues throughout
Certainly.
Camp. But every time we've seen him out here, whether it's been in a minimized role or an expanded role if LeGarrette Blount wasn't out in the field, Wendell's looked good. So it's really going to be interesting to see how he's used this year for sure.
The last guy I want to touch on, Darren Sproles, did a nice job in pass protection today. Also was relied upon to catch the ball quite a lot out of the backfield. So you don't need to see a lot of Sproles in the preseason and training camp. You know what he's going to do on game day, but still in these joint practices where you're going against the first team defense on the other side, it's good to see the way that Sproles was mixed in.
Yeah, no question about it. And then defensively, the guy that really stood out to me throughout the day on Monday morning was Fletcher Cox. He was so disruptive up front. Miami had a lot of issues trying to get him blocked up, both in the run game and in the pass game. I felt like a couple plays were blown dead because Fletcher Cox had reached the quarterback. And then in the secondary, Ronald Darby ended the day with an interception downfield. And overall, I thought the secondary did a really good job. Watching them in 7-on-7, Jim Schwartz a number of times praised his secondary for the job that they did, forcing Jay Cutler to get not to his second or third, but sometimes even his fourth progression in the passing play. So the secondary, I thought, had a really good day today overall.
So really, in all, a good day for the Eagles, both on offense and defense, even on special teams as well. So some positive signs, some good momentum they're building up going into his third preseason game. So before the solar eclipse comes, we're going to sign off here. For Fran Duffy, I'm Chris McPherson. You've been watching the practice report. Thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.